What are your thoughts about the concept of sort of the European dosing and the North American dosing, that there's a difference in tolerance to the same agent in different cultures and populations?
That may well be. Again, there's arguments that we supplement our diet and that may make a difference. Again, it may also be cultural to a certain degree. I think that that's certainly one possible explanation, is that there may be a supplementation, there may be a difference in diet. Also, I think that there are other cultural differences that may exist. Patients in Europe, I think, are more hesitant to complain to their doctors. There's still more of this God in white sort of relationship, and I think that in the United States, our patients are less fearful to talk about side effects and to complain. And I think that that may not be so in Europe. Now, of course, for grade 3 hand-foot syndrome, it's hard to conceal that, but I suspect that there may be some reporting bias between the two cultures. I'd also be interested in knowing what the impact of smoking is. We do smoke less in this country. There is some evidence to suggest that smoking causes contractility or contraction of peripheral capillaries, and there was, at least at one point, some interest in examining that as having an impact on hand-foot syndrome. That by having a decreased perfusion of the hands and feet, that somehow would reduce drug delivery to those areas and may reduce the risk of hand-foot syndrome. Again, this is all speculation, and I think ultimately we have to go where the data is, and we have to use the full doses of the treatment.